Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Awakener Podcast. It's great to be with you today. First things first, like I always say, you need to go to theawakener.ca. That is one word, theawakener.ca. The best website for our resources in regards to what is going on and what you're about to witness. Now, let's get ahead of the curve for a second, because on this show, we're well ahead of the curve. And just to remind you how well ahead of the curve you are, Kash Patel just announced that they had found basically evidence that Chinese were shipping hundreds of thousands of ballots to sway the 2020 election. Now, if you go back in my previous shows, my listeners, we told you that. We were one of the first ones to report that. Actually, fake ballots brought in by the Chinese to influence the election. And everybody thought we were crazy. I have people who watch this show, a couple friends of mine who are asleep who think I'm absolutely crazy and have lost my mind. Actually, it's you that are crazy, because you cannot wake up when a plethora of evidence is explaining to you what is going on. And you can't get out of your state of mind that you've been fed a lie by government for a purpose. Now, we're going to talk about something very deep and dark, and we're going to go over kind of what the general population is viewing this as and what they're going to tell you. Oh my goodness, Trump's whole plan was to bring in martial law. Oh my goodness. Well, look at it from a different perspective. Actually, it's the communists that are going to bring in martial law. How are they going to bring in martial law? The president can't just declare martial law for no reason. He has to have reason to do so. That reason is obviously going to be a huge in war. And that will be enough to declare martial law because of all the chaos and everything that is going to happen in the United States of America. Remember, this is not Trump doing this, like the media and everybody is going to tell you. I'm just going to tell you ahead of time how they are going to say, oh my goodness, this is so horrible. China made a move on Taiwan. Iran tried to wipe Israel out and Russia tried to take over all of Europe. But it is so horrible that Donald Trump and crew declared martial law. Horrible. Now, what can you do in martial law? Well, a bunch of things, actually. The whole system basically gets taken over by the U.S. military, and everything is run by the government. And this means that they can do all kinds of things that don't relate to any kind of civilian things, which is going to lead us to Joe Biden and obviously Barack Obama and all these arrests and things that I've been talking about are coming slowly that nobody believes me. Oh, they're coming, ladies and gentlemen. The 2020 election was a coup d'etat by China and Russia and obviously Iran. And everyone's going to figure this out. Everyone's going to figure out how this apparatus started and why kind of Trump did kind of complain about, oh, you know what I mean? They cheated the election. This wasn't very nice. And you're going to understand why the FBI faked January 6th. You're going to understand why the DC Civil War was won months and months in advance, years in advance, actually. You're going to understand about James Comey and everything, him coming forward. You're going to understand Peter Strzok and crew all connected to Iran. You're going to understand Valerie Jarrett and Obama. And it's all going to make sense to you because it's going to be served up. And it's going to be amazing. Now, we have some things to talk about in regards to martial law. Well, first of all, we have to talk about telecommunications, because you cannot possibly have martial law being instigated without some kind of telecommunications or something to advise the people, please stay in your homes. The government is in control now. The military is in control of all these things and overriding everything. You have to have, what is that going to be? SpaceX. Everyone's talking about how Elon Musk and Donald Trump had their kind of giant feud. And I've been telling you that quite some time that Elon Musk is going to gift SpaceX to the US and specifically replace NASA or combine with it. Now, why is this going to happen? Well, before a war was going to start, look what all the stuff that was done to make NASA and slow it down and to make it so that we weren't making any progress. Now, remember how Barack Obama himself shut down the space shuttle program. Well, why is this? Why does this have any kind of relevance? Well, if you're going to put EMP weapons into space and cause a bunch of societal chaos and then attempt a power structure changing war, you wouldn't want the U.S. military with the ability to put satellites into outer space years before this war, would you? So understand that NASA has to do all their advances with congressional oversight, with a bunch of government officials dictating to them what they can and cannot do, versus a private entity like SpaceX could get away with doing anything they really wanted to because it's run by a corporation. And the corporation is really run by the biggest shareholder. For my business, for example, I'm the largest shareholder. I can do whatever the hell I want to. In the case of Elon Musk, he could be directed to do a bunch of things covertly for the U.S. government in regards to, obviously, the Iron Dome, telecommunications network all across the globe. And you can see how SpaceX is providing telecommunications to Iran right now. You can Google that. This is why there is going to be a network of communications and control takeover after this war happens. Very interesting things. Now, what's going to happen in regards to the arrests? Well, as everybody is knowing or knows by now, who really was operating the White House when Joe Biden was in charge is the most kind of amazing thing. Now, people are going to understand that there was kind of a black counter blackmail operation on Joe Biden and his wife and Hunter Biden, which I explained to everybody years and years ago. I explained to everybody when Joe Biden took control. Actually, I think it was the first show after the election, I said to everybody, Joe Biden is the bait. Joe Biden is the fake presidency. Remember the first announcement that Joe Biden did? Joe Biden was pranced into the Fisher-Price White House. They had set up a White House that was fake, clearly fake, miniaturized kind of everything, and they put Joe Biden in there to make his first speech. That was like the first tell. He wasn't even in the real White House. And this is what I've detailed to you, is that basically the military has already been in control from the very beginning, obviously with Trump. And this fake illusion of Joe Biden being in control or being kind of having dementia and a bunch of fake actors that are kind of working and putting on masks and looking like him is the illusion basically of war for Russia and China and Iran and crew who are working ahead to set up this power structure changing war. Now, everyone is going to know that Barack Obama was feeding intel, or he was directing Joe Biden to do various things. Everyone's going to know that. And everyone is going to know that the U.S. military was listening in, obviously, on Joe Biden. But it's going to be interesting because the media and everybody's going to say, oh, my goodness, Joe Biden did not even have a real election, or he didn't have a real presidency because the military was everything that they're going to tell you is going to be complete opposite. That goes for, obviously, the martial law. That goes for anything really, because they're propagandists that work for our enemies. This is just kind of something that I'm detailing to you so you can really understand the two sides that are really involved in this war. When is martial law going to be declared? It could be any day now. And I fully believe that Trump is going to step aside and he cannot be president while these events unfold, because these events unfold are going to lead to basically in the US them lining up people for treason and executing people for treason. It's going to be the most horrible thing that people have ever witnessed, but it's the most necessary thing that needs to happen for the Western world. View the website, theawakener.ca. That's all for now.